morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. A little bit late for the John and Dave show, but here I am. It's Friday. It's the internet sensation coming to you from the Arizona offices of the Arizona studios of the John and Dave show. Good morning. I hope that this finds your Friday off to a good start. It's time for a little thing that John Acuff and myself do to try and send you into the weekend with a little bit of a smile on your face. That's the old John and Dave show. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Nashville. His name is John Acuff. John, are you there? John, are you there? We had some internet problems last week. I'm a little nervous thinking that we figured it out. It says that I'm waiting for John Acuff. I'm waiting. I could wait here all day. How's everybody doing? How's your Friday off to? Good start? Myself, just got myself a little Starbucks. And I'm waiting for the John and Dave show to start. It's one of my favorite parts of the whole week. Why does it say that I'm still waiting for you, John? Handsome son of a gun. All right, let's cancel for a second. I'm going to go in here. I'm going to invite John. Let's go to the last drop. John. Mother, are you out there? I mean, usually we're just talking about dental hygiene for the first 5 minutes of this show anyway, so it's not like you're missing anything per se. John, what's happening? I don't understand. This is the show that we're not going to be sending to the daytime Emmy people, I'll tell you that much. What's everybody drinking for coffee this morning? I'm just having a little Pike's Roast. I'm working on a project. I'll show you this while we wait for John. I've been having some fun conversations with someone who was inside of my coaching, who is just an incredible artist. Her name is Jenna. And she is going to take the thing that she has this crazy, amazing gift at, which is using Q-tips to create art. And she is making me some art with my Grandma Lee. But look at this picture that she's going to use of Grandma Lee from when she served in the military. She's a veteran. Just like so excited for Jenna, my artist friend. I got to have a little bit of coaching time with. Okay, let's try John again. I know this is what everybody's here for, is to hear me talk about my coffee.
Hey!
Hey! Yo!
Finally! Oh my gosh!
Ladies and gentlemen!
I felt like I was at a nightclub where I did not have enough girls with me. And they were, the guy was like, you know what? No, you don't get to come in. Like,
no.
And I was like, but I put on my best shirt, the only shirt I own that's for nightclubs.
You're like, I can no. pay the cover. And he's like, it's not about the cover,
yeah,
man.
No, I was behind that velvet rope and there was no go. And I was like, Dave, keep tap dancing. I don't know. I don't want to say conspiracy theory, but this is 2 weeks in a row. And it's getting really, really questionable.
The thing is, the internet gets a sense when something is just on the cusp, of becoming too big for the internet. Like the internet collapses under its own weight.
My theory is that Instagram wants a cut of the money we're making. I think that they're like big tech is coming after our dollars and is like, give us all this money. And we're like taking it to the streets, whatever that means.
I actually had a professional adult. I should have been wearing a collared conversation about a sponsor for this show this last week.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the answer is yes. I'm pretty cheap. The answer is yes. Don't even tell me the sponsor. Like, babies need shoes. Babies, like, these kids and their feet, like, babies need shoes.
So here's the thing. Last week, even though we had technical problems, remember I had my blue tongue to start the
show? Yeah, sure.
So I had the blue tongue to start the show. I was describing that I was trying to figure out how to use a teeth whitener of some kind. Mm-hmm. I got an outreach from a company who does teeth whitening because of what they saw in our internet interrupted technology challenged conversation. And they sent me something that I'm using in real time. And I got to say, I'm only like halfway through. It's freaking working. So who knows? Maybe they'll become the sponsor of this fine program.
Maybe we'll, yeah, maybe we'll start off by whitening our teeth. Maybe viewers will get to see our teeth get lighter and brighter and more vibrant as the season progresses, as the season goes on. Well, I
just put up a hot take just before the show. Fridays are sometimes the days when I'd like to just shake the cage a little. It's the day that I throw out my not liking Star Wars or Harry Potter books that I've never read, just to see if I can't make somebody angry to start a Friday. Yeah. This morning, my hot take is on pillows, as in throw pillows on a bed.
How many do you have on your bed currently?
Well, currently, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 5. 2 big, 2 medium, 1 that is prickly and really irritates anyone who gets near it.
How many are for fighting?
Well, I mean, all of them are, none of them are for anything. Let's be clear. Yeah. Are they for fighting? Maybe. Are they for resting? Maybe. They're literally just there for looks.
You're not supposed to touch them, though. You're not supposed to. The whole thing with throw pillows is if you lay your head on them for a second, somebody tells you that's not what that's for. And you go, it looks exactly like a pillow. I thought my head would go on it. You'll dent them. People get super furious. Like, pillow people are so mad about dents.
The crazy thing is, like, we were driving back from getting coffee this morning, and I asked Heidi, like, Heidi, do you think if you get your bed halfway covered with throw pillows, that you automatically get into heaven? Like, is that like a thing? Like, it's a number that after which, all of a sudden, my joke in the post this morning was like, do you live, laugh, and love better when you get a certain number of pillows?
You get
on
driftwood. They send you a driftwood sign. The pillow people send you a driftwood sign, and it's what it says is my happy place. That's what it says. And you hang it up, and like, I like when people go to places that are obviously gorgeous, and they go, this is my happy place. And you're like, yeah, it's everybody's. Like, if somebody goes, yeah, I just like Malibu. Yeah, everybody likes Malibu because
there's something
it's
about
even
the air in Hawaii. Yeah, there's something about the air in Hawaii. Yeah, Hawaii.
I'm just a Kona person. I don't know how to explain it. I do. It's a volcanic island full of paradise. Like, that's why you're not, like, if you tell me you love Tulsa, if you're like, Tulsa is my happy place, I'm like, let me tell me more.
Have you been to Riverside? I mean, come on.
Yeah. If you tell me Fresno is my happy place, I go, all right, I want to know more about why you love Fresno. That's unique. That's interesting. If you tell me 30A or Hawaii, like, I'm not here for that. But I think we have 5 on ours. We have a long one, and then we have like 2 other sets of them. But yeah, so we have 5, but not 10. I think it's Target. I think that when you go to Target for a single item, like, you get to the register and a pillow has kind of crawled its way into your cart.
Easily.
That's
can
my
I just
theory.
Bring up a pressing question from Charity Moore? Real time question and answer. What is this show about? And the next question, randomness? And you've actually nailed it directly on the head. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's about questions.
A set of throw pillows.
And teeth whitening. Teeth whitening.
Bed Bath and Beyond.
Exactly. Yeah, it's from the Beyond portion of Bed Bath and Beyond. It's just that's where they keep all the pillows, in the Beyond.
Yep.
So I do have some questions for you today, Dave.
Let's
that
do
I
it.
Think are fantastic. The first one is, what's the oldest man thing you do? Like, something you still do that you're like, this is so old man of me. I'll give you my example. I still print out boarding passes. Not only do I print them out, I print them out from my printer at home. That is very old man. Like, to get your boarding pass printed, like, one, I own a printer. These millennials don't even have printers. I don't know how they're living their life. But I print out my boarding, because I'm like, I don't trust my phone. Like, it was difficult to connect with you today. What if I'm trying to get on a flight and my phone is just like, nah, your wallet is screwed.
You'd be in trouble.
Yeah, I'd be in trouble. I'd be like, please let me on the plane with this face. What's something that you do that's old man?
My old man thing has been accelerated by leaps and bounds in the last year, as we now have 2 households that our kids live in. And that is using lines like, do you think we own stock in the electric company? And like stomping through the house when the kids have left for moms, and every, and I do mean every light in the house has been left on. I am like, I go crazy for the idea that an extra $4 has been sent to the electric people.
Yeah, exactly. But do you like a dark house? Like, I like a bright house. I feel like a dark house is like depression town.
What are you having, like, an open house over there? What do you mean you like?
Open of joy. Like, that's what I'm inviting joy in. I'm baking cookies for joy. Like, are you telling me that you are in a room? It's night. It's your house. You're in Austin. You're surrounded by rattlesnakes. We all know
everywhere.
That's true.
Everywhere.
There's just tumbleweed coming in and out. And you are in a room, and only that room has light, and then you move to a different room, and all...
When I am at home by myself, I will go into my master bedroom, turn on the light next to my bed, the light that sits next to that chair I like to sit on that overlooks the back patio. I'll lock my bedroom door. Like, I've locked the rest of the house, but now I'm alone in the house. I lock my bedroom door. There's nothing happening outside of my bedroom, and no one's coming in.
Okay, second question, because this is a good segue, because I'm good at those. Do you sleep? Are you a sleep with the door open or door closed person?
Who sleeps with the door open?
My wife. Why don't, like, we are inviting axe murderers in, and I've closed it. I had to get, like, we came to a compromise, but some people sleep with their door open.
Have you brought this to couples therapy yet?
Multiple times.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
So I guarantee there's some people in this right now who sleep with the door open as if the world isn't full of things that want to come in through the open door.
I can't imagine it. And I have four young kids. If they needed to come in the night, they've got to break through that door.
Yeah. Not real hard. Okay. That's a funny second question. Okay. We've got a bed theme going. What time do you go to bed? That's question three.
I want to tell you that it's the same time every night, because I have been a you got to go to bed the same time every night kind of person. And last handful of months, I have been a little bit more like, seize the day. If you don't have anything first thing early in the morning, stay up a little bit later. If you're having fun hanging out with the kids, what's bedtime? You know, like I've been playing it a little bit more by ear. If I'm awake after 10 p.m., though, something went sideways. Like, I just don't. I'm not interested necessarily in being awake that too late. The only exception that I will say, there's something very, very strange. We need to petition local governments in Arizona about this. When time changes literally everywhere else in the world, it doesn't change in Arizona. I have a relationship with someone in Arizona, which means for half the year, the time zone difference from Austin to Phoenix is 1 hour. For half the year, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Which means if I want to go to bed at 10, it's 8 o'clock here for Heidi.
You can't do an 8 o'clock bed.
You can't do an 8 o'clock bedtime. So, if we're going to watch a show, we've been watching shows. I haven't watched a show in years, but part of long distance dating is like, we're watching right now, we're watching Succession, which is a fantastic show if you haven't seen it, but we just finished the entire series of Breaking Bad. Mm-hmm. So if we're going to watch a show at night, we got to stay up a little bit later. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I don't know. For me, I would go to bed at like 9:30, 10 if I could, but my wife is more of a night owl. And so I sometimes like, I'll go, hey, let's go to bed. It's pretty late. And I hope she doesn't have her phone with her, because then I can round up. I'll be like, it's almost 10. And it'll be like 9:08. I'm like, but it technically, like, it's like Price is Right. We're rounding
past,
up.
Past the hour.
So this one's an either or. Would you rather have a group of waiters sing happy birthday to you, or, and this, you're not going to even see where this is going, or have your carry-on roller bag fall over in the bathroom? Like, full, like, you're in the bathroom, you're at a urinal, whole thing falls over. So, like, it's laying prone on the bathroom floor. One of those two things, like, and maybe they're both happening at the airport. You're at the Chili's to go, because you didn't have any options, and you got to, like, you're there, and somebody discovers that your birthday. Which option do you want?
How is this even an either or? I sometimes go into a restaurant and let them know that it's my birthday when it's not my birthday.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So we can get some singing up in here. Happy, happy birthday.
No.
Yes.
No, that's terrible. Dude. How do you hate carolers? That's a callback to a previous episode. The viewers are gonna have to watch that one. You don't like carolers, but you love waiters singing a happy birthday at a restaurant. I don't think
Here's
that's
the thing.
True.
I don't tell them it's my birthday. I tell them it's the birthday of the person that I'm with who is embarrassed most by singing, and then we make a very, very big deal of the birthday that isn't real, as they're like, No, it's not my birthday. It's not, and like the person's come out with a guitar.
Yeah.
In a costume. Just the most incredible thing. By the way, if something falls on the floor of the bathroom at the airport, It doesn't belong to me any longer. It's just gone. It's just like, you know, you hear those like things like, if you see a package unattended, please notify someone.
You just walk away.
Fell on the ground of the bathroom.
You just walk away and like, this belongs to the airport now.
It's
Be
gone.
Free. Be
it's
free.
Gone. I don't need this overnight bag.
I think about that every time I wheel my bag in. I think the bag is screaming, what did I do? What did I do? Like, the wheels are like, why are you so mad? Like, that's what goes through my head every time. Because I'm not going to carry it. Like, and then I'm also, I don't trust to leave it too far out by the exit, because that's where your bag gets stolen by a bathroom bandit. Some bathroom bandit's going to take that in a second. So, okay.
Can I ask you, do you judge, like, especially inside of the, like, the quarantine COVID time, like, you've just gone to the restroom, you're washing your hands, you see a stall door open, and someone walks from the stall door out of the bathroom. Like, they have to actually say, excuse me, to get past you washing your hands.
Yeah.
And you're like, what just happened?
I do judge them, definitely, but I don't. I think people who really wash, like, there's people that wash all the way up their arms, like doctor type people. Like, I think they're judging me. I'm not doing that. Like, I'm trying to minimize the time I spend in the bathroom. Okay, here's a follow-up question, because we just got follow-ups for days today. What's your take on, like, paper towel versus those, like, Dyson things where you put your hands in and it spits up all the toilet water back up on your face?
Here's the thing. I will, Dyson, if you're listening, send us some vacuums. We love them, and they should. You should be a sponsor of the show. But the things you're putting in bathrooms are bad for me and for anyone who's near them. They're terrible.
It spits it back up on you. Like, it's
so aggressive.
I just want to
have a nice, quick moment in the bathroom.
It's not good.
It startles me.
Have you ever accidentally, this is another follow-up, accidentally walked into the wrong bathroom, woman's bathroom?
Of course.
How long did it take you to notice?
At 0.4 seconds. And I was terrified and was like, oh, wow. Okay. I mean, the thing is, I walked in and saw a woman who was looking directly at me that was like, you're about to have the police called on you. And I was like, oh, okay. I'll go to the men's room. Excuse me.
I went, so in Bentonville, I was speaking at Walmart, which was super awesome. But, you know.
Did you talk at the Saturday morning meeting?
No. This was like a Friday. Like, it wasn't the Saturday morning meeting. It was Friday.
Okay.
But I was tired, so I walked into the bathroom. There were no urinals. I thought, oh, interesting design. No urinals. First clue. I go into the stall, and they have this thing where, like, there's, like, some cover that goes over the seat, like this automatic machine that I'd never seen. I was like, oh, cool, innovation. I use the bathroom. I go to wash my hands. I notice there are feminine products. There's, like, a set. And I go, this is my first thought. I go, that's so amazing. In case they're out of them in the women's bathroom, a husband can get them for it. That's so cool. And then finally, the cascading tide of clues overwhelmed me. And I was like, oh, I might be in the women's bathroom. Dude, I was in there for like 5 minutes. It was terrible.
That's
terrible.
Really funny. Really funny. Oh,
that was the worst. That was the worst. Okay. Here's your next question. If you were going to write a fiction book, what would it be about? So your publisher says to you, Dave, we love the illustrations in your new book because they're awesome. We feel like there's a fiction title in you. We want you to explore that. What's your fiction book about?
It would have to be like it's aligned to my movie taste. You're like, Dave, you don't like Star Wars or Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings or anything that everyone here reveres as the best things in cinema. No, I don't. Happy Friday.
Revenge? Is it a revenge book?
So it's something that has the CIA logo right there in the middle of the first sequence where there is some plot that in having the former CIA agent who comes back to the agency and then he's been framed for a thing. Like, it's that.
Because like
he was a good guy. He got pulled back in, but it is the CIA and they're always doubling and duping. Yeah. There's always something. That's what it is.
Is he grizzled? How grizzled is he?
Oh, of course it's totally grizzled. It's like Kevin Costner but angrier. Like he's you know, like he had a good career, but then he comes back and he's just like, I'll do this one more time.
Yeah.
Because there's a connection to that woman I loved who got killed in Bogota.
But I'll do it
just to redeem her. And then they're like, all right, we're going to take you down, Kevin Costner.
Is it fair to say he's a man of principle, but sometimes those principles put him in harm's way?
Well, he's a man of principle. They sometimes put him in harm's way, and okay. He leverages those principles to justify having to beat people up in the very
Once in a while. Perfect. I see a lot of throat chops, like a lot of guys that don't even see a throat chop coming. And he's like, I don't look assuming, like I look unassuming, but I don't care who you are. Trachea is a trachea. He says stuff like that. He's
you have to be able to breathe through the windpipe, man.
Yeah, exactly. I see a lot of that. I will
say. Did you by any chance watch wrestling when you were a kid?
Yeah, totally. Because I loved America. Yeah.
Do you remember Ricky the Dragon Steamboat?
Of course, yeah. Okay. Yeah, he was great.
Do you remember when Ricky the Dragon Steamboat got his larynx broken?
Did it really get broken or just for the show?
It was for the show.
But who broke it? Like the Iron Sheik? Like the Iron Sheik the one who broke it?
The Iron Sheik got him in the neck. And then he, for like 6 months, whispered instead of talked. Because he broke his larynx, but the whisper was like a boil, and he was out to get now the Iron Sheik to avenge his larynx having been broken.
Do you remember, this is a trick question, do you remember, not really a trick question, just like a question, do you remember the name of the woman who was like traveled around with Macho Man?
Like Miss Elizabeth, what are you talking about?
So good.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Miss Elizabeth to the John and Dave Show. Yeah, wearing her red dress.
On Cameo. I guarantee she's on Cameo. I also guarantee at some point we should start doing more of that, where we send a cameo to each other, and it's somebody super obscure. Like, can we just invent a game where you and your friends send cameos to each other that are increasingly awkward? And they're increasingly cheaper videos where it's like, hey, for $17, I found Miss Elizabeth's hairstylist. She's the one who used to do Miss Elizabeth's hair. Or so she says. It's so hard to verify that.
Okay, sorry. Side segue. Did you ever see the Fyre Festival documentary?
Oh, yeah. Loved it. Loved it.
Do you remember the guy who had to get the water?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the first cameo that someone sent me. Was from the guy who had to get the water from the Fyre Festival.
What did it say? Was it like, hey?
Very inappropriate for the John and Dave morning show.
He makes cameos?
If that guy makes cameos, who's not making cameos?
Are you going to do cameo?
Is, I'm going to do it at some point, but I'm going to do it around like a charity. Like Heidi and I are going down to the Dominican Republic this next month for Love One Now. And we're going to Hope One Now. And we're going to do something around like money raising for it. And I feel like if I could convince someone like, hey, if you don't want to give to this charity just because it's the right thing to do, then maybe if I send you a personalized message, that'd be a reason to, you know, want to support this charity. So we'll see.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I can see that. Okay, let's see if there's a good last. Oh, this one's an easy one. This one's easy because I feel like we gave a lot of value today. It started a little late, but the value super cool. So what running shoes are you using these days? Give the people hey, here's a running shoe I'm loving.
I am using a Nike running shoe. Gosh, I want to tell you the kind of shoe it is, but I'm going to actually pull the shoe that I'm wearing off right now because it's been changing my life. It's not a running shoe. I've been wearing these shoes called Allbirds.
Heard all about them.
They're made out of, you've heard about them.
Yeah.
So they're like made out of like awesome fabric and like renewable stuff and
Bamboo. Light. You got some What's bamboo that? Over? Is there bamboo?
I hope that there is. I don't know what it's made of. I'm not over in manufacturing anymore. But like, it's they're light and they're comfortable and they let my feet breathe in the heat and I dig them. So anyway, like these. Yeah.
I'm wearing these. These are the ones I'm wearing right now.
And that's what I'm wearing. Hold on. Those are the running shoes I'm wearing.
I love them. And at first I was like, is this the ugliest? Heel. Yeah. I was like, is this the ugliest combination of colors? And I was like, it might be. But then I was like, I'm going to do it. And now I absolutely love it. And this is the shoe I always wear. Well, dude, this is a blast. Enjoy Arizona. Always fun. I'm endorsing your book super soon. That's exciting.
Yes.
I can't wait to do that.
For it.
I've got a copy of it right now in my inbox. So everybody go pre-order. Can you pre-order now?
Probably. I don't know. We'll tell them to pre-order later. We got time. It's October. We got time.